Hello guys, welcome back to the Love Podcast. It is your host Jaisha and I'm back with another episode. Really today I got hit with like two episodes. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta get this content out to my listeners. And I told y'all, well, if you've previously listened to my episodes or if you have tuned into my YouTube channel, which is Life with Jay Amir, Jay Amir is J-A-M-E-A-R, then you would know that I am on a spiritual journey, I'm on a healing journey, and, you know, I'm taking all those things seriously, and I didn't choose it, it chose me, like, literally, this lifestyle chose me, I did not choose this, okay? Let's just put that out there. But, so I did an episode before called My Mama Said, and it talks about, like, you know, the effects that my mother had on me as I was growing up. And something that I'm really working on is speaking my truth, like, regardless of how it may make someone else feel, at the end of the day, this is my truth. And, you know, I try not to offend my mother with my content, but I don't even think she tunes in anyways. But, you know, even if, you know, in the event that she does tune in, I don't want her to feel offended by my content. But at the same time, like I said, this is my truth. And today is Thursday. I'm filming this a day early. I usually film like the day of, but today is Thursday and I want to film it because today was the day that I had that, I guess you could call it like an epiphany. Like, today is the day where the energy is really where it needs to be for me to record this content. So, like I said, today is Thursday, and I went to my mom's house on Monday, and I haven't been to my mom's house. Literally, the last time I went over there was Christmas, because it just be too much. It be too much going on for me, like, the tension, and it don't even be tension. I choose, literally choose to protect my energy. That's the whole, you know, that's the title of this episode. Like, I choose to protect my energy and just not go over there. And so Monday I went over there because I needed to get some drills for my brother. So I ended up actually staying over there for like an hour. Like, my plan is always to go in and go out, but I ended up staying over there for like an hour. And I come home that night, and I am super snappy, like, and that's another thing too, I kind of let that out. Another thing that sparked, like, I guess you can say my spiritual awakening, or more so my healing journey, I would say what sparked me, like, wanting to heal and, you know, heal my inner child and stuff like that, was me becoming a mother. Because the things that I experienced as a child, I don't want my child to experience. The way that I felt as a child, I don't want my child to ever feel that way, you know? So that's what sparked my healing journey. And so, yeah, like I said, so Monday, I get home and I'm like super duper snappy. Like, my baby's at that stage now where she just literally cries about everything. And I understand that crying is literally like her only way of communication at this point. She can't talk. She can, you know, point things out the best she can, but to a certain extent, crying is her only way of communicating with me, and I understand that. But at the same time, all that crying, it gets frustrating sometimes, especially when you're doing it by yourself, doing everything by yourself. Like, I don't have a moment to just breathe. Like, when she's home, she's with me all the time, up under me. Like, I said, I don't have a second to breathe, so it gets a little overwhelming sometimes, not even gonna lie. And that night, like, she was just crying, and I was just overwhelmed, and I caught myself snapping at my child, and I instantly, like, I raised my voice at her. Like, she was crying, I raised my voice, and I was like, you know, stop crying. Like, what are you crying for? You're not crying for it. Like, nothing's wrong with you. And, like, I just froze, because as I was yelling at her, I literally, like, feel like I stepped into my mother's body. Like, I saw so much of my mother in that moment. And I literally, like, I just cried. I'm gonna cry now just thinking about, hold on, wait. Just thinking about me doing that to my child and having that impression on her. you know, I don't want my child to look at me like that. Like, I was raised to literally fear my mother, and like, I don't want my child to fear me. I want her to respect me, and I want her to know, like, you know, I am your mother. What I say is go. What I say go. Like, and most of the time, I don't know, most of the time, pretty much, you know, 99% of the time, when I'm telling you something, I have your best interest at heart. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want my child to view me that way. I don't even want to be that way. Like, and I just cry and I cry and I cry because I don't want, that's not how I want to raise my child. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was so proud of myself because just last week, I was raised, you know, keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. And literally, I think I got a whooping every day. Like, literally every day. Like, I got a whooping for something. Like, something. There was something to get a whooping for. And yeah, I don't want to be that type of parent. Like, and I was just so proud of myself because just last week, like, I had such a breakthrough moment. Like, to me, I was, like, really proud of myself. Like, my child, she feels the need every time you give her a snack. Like, if you give her a bag or something, like a little bag of apples, a bag of chips, a bag of anything, she's gonna dump it all out. The little Gerber Puffs. Anything you give her in, like, it's in a container, a bag, or anything, she's gonna dump it all out onto the floor. And I tell her every time, like, Kiyomi, don't dump your food out. Food is not going on the floor. And usually I'll just pick it up. But I'm trying to teach her, you know, to clean up after herself. So this night, I was like, you know, don't dump your stuff out while, you know, you're not supposed to do that. You know, talking her through it. And we're going through the whole motion. Like, she's crying. This is when I say this girl is stubborn. Like, she's literally looking at the stuff. And I'm like, come on, Kiyomi, pick it up. She's literally just looking at it. She don't want to pick it up. She's crying because I'm telling her to pick it up. She don't want to pick it up. Like, so I would just sit her in her chair. She has a little recliner. I would sit her in her recliner. And I was like, okay, Kiyomi, just take a moment to calm down. Whenever you calm down, we can go pick up the apples. And then you can go play. She would calm down. She would stop crying. She would walk to the apples and cry again. Like, she did not want to pick them up. And I just kept doing it. And I kept doing it. And it took us about 15 minutes. But eventually, she picked the apples up. And I was so proud because I didn't have to yell at my child. I didn't have to beat my child. She's a human. And she, you know, it took us a few tries. But she did it. And, you know, like, I was going from that moment to what happened Monday, and I really was beating myself up about it because, like I said, I don't want to be that type of mother that's yelling and beating my kids. Like, that's not the type of life that I want. That's not the type of mother that I want to be. So, and this morning I was on the phone, you know, I had a friend, she's definitely, I call her my soul sister. Like, she's definitely a part of my soul tribe. Like, this morning she called me, she was like, she could just feel my, I guess she's like, something told me to call you. Like, I could just feel that, you know, I needed to call you. So she called me and we're talking and, you know, she kind of has similar mother issues and stuff like that. So, like, when I say we're on this spiritual journey together, like, she's literally my soul sister. So, like I said, anyway, she called me and we're talking and I'm explaining to her the situation, like, you know, how I kind of felt bad at how I, you know, handled my daughter the other night. And she asked me, she was like, haven't you been talking to your mom more? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my, like, when she asked me that question, it instantly clicked. I was like, you're right, I have. I was just over there. And she was like, you know, spirits can transfer. Like, because I told her, I was like, when I yelled at my child like that, I just saw my mother. I felt my mother. And she was like, you know, spirits can transfer. And it instantly hit me. Like, I spent a whole hour at my mama's house. And ever since then, I found myself, like, so having such little patience with my child. And that's the same way that my mother was with us. Like, she had no patience with us. We didn't get talked to. We got our behind whooped. We didn't get like no explanation. I'm not saying an explanation because I mean, you know what I'm saying, like I'm not saying you have to explain anything to your kids, but like we didn't get talked to like we were humans. Like it was, you know, what I say go, I'm the adult, you're the child, you listen, you know. I feel like for the most part us black people were for the most part pretty much raised the same, like on that toxic mess. To me it's toxic, I don't care. My mother gets mad when I call it toxic, but that's what it is. It's toxic, the behavior is very toxic, like, and I just feel like a lot of black people were raised that way, and I just don't want to have that, you know, impression on my child. But anyways, the whole purpose of this episode was to bring it full circle and talk about the fact that it is very important to protect your energy, because like I said, I was pretty much loved my mother from a distance. I would talk to her, she would call, I would answer, she text, I would reply, but like I said, I just wasn't going over there. I really wasn't sharing the same space with her, really sharing any energy with her, to be honest. Like I just wasn't. And you know, like I said, it's very important to watch the people around you, because people carry spirits and spirits can transfer. So it's very important that you are, you know, watching the energy, watching the people, protecting your energy and protect yourself, protect your spirit. Because I literally had to do a cleanse this morning. Like I had to do a cleanse this morning. I had to get that stuff up off of me and up out of me. And I was like, yeah, this is definitely something that I want to talk to my listeners about, because it was such a, like, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. Like, I had such I just had such a moment. Like, whenever she said that, it really clicked for me. And she was like, and she, you know, she confirmed it too. Like, yeah, you know, spirits can really transfer. And it really, like, I was like, that is so crazy to me. Like, not even, we wasn't even on, like, when I was at my mama's house, it was good. Like, I haven't had a good day like that with my mom in a long time. Like, I was actually feeling kind of good about it. I was like, yeah, you know, things have been pretty good. We've just been able to just talk. But at the same time, it's like, I really see, like, oh my gosh, that's really crazy to me. But like I said, the whole purpose of this episode was for you guys to, like, understand and to get why it is important to protect your energy and to protect your peace. Like, not saying that my mama is, like, a bad person or anything, but that, to me, that was the example. That's what I had to go by. And so here I go, trying to freaking make it, I know what I'm trying to say, but I guess I'm trying to protect her feelings, basically, is what I'm trying to say. When I just, like I said, I'm speaking my truth, so I'm working on being okay with speaking my truth, because I got a lot of truth to speak. But yeah, that's this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys, you know, I hope it was able to help somebody in some way, shape, or form. Make sure you guys go check out my YouTube channel. That is Life with J apostrophe A-M-E-A-R. You can follow me on my Instagram at AMEAAR_. That's Amir with 3 A's _. And I will see you guys next week. I'm not gonna say I forgot to make a post last week, but I just didn't. I told y'all my goal is to put out quality content. I'm not gonna give y'all nothing just because I have a schedule and I have to, you know. No, I'm gonna give you quality, and if I feel like I can't give quality that week, then I'd rather skip it, because you see, I skipped 1 week and now I told y'all I have 2 episodes that I want to record now. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a process. We're learning and we're growing. And I thank you guys for tuning in on this journey with me. I definitely, like I said, I have more of my spiritual growth and things like that on my Instagram. And I can, yeah. So make sure you got, not Instagram, on my YouTube. Sorry, guys, on my YouTube. I have more of my spiritual journey stuff on my YouTube. So, yeah, make sure you guys, you know, check all of that stuff out. And I will see y'all next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to protect your energy and protect your peace, girl. Bye.